This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview what the next state budget process could be like.
Another one of our colleagues and I wanted to have a more robust discussion about.
We're committed to increasing teacher pay.
Crafting our state's operating budget is the only constitutionally mandated job for the Missouri General Assembly. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield says there is nothing wrong with negotiating.
I'm not in this business to go beat someone else. That's not what it's about for me. It's about the priorities that matter to the people that we represent. It's not about the Senate winning. It's about crafting something that is good for everyone. It's good for the people that we represent. Some people, I think, want to make everything a contest about who got the win. You know what? Today, Missouri got the win.
He adds the budget for the current fiscal year was carefully crafted, as it always is.
My goal here was to craft a good, fiscally responsible budget with our counterparts in the House. It was not about beating them into submission because we get the budget later and the conference committee is heavily weighted in our favor. That's not what it's about. If I wanted to do that, we would have gone the normal way, but we didn't. We worked with them and we worked with the minority party about things that matter to folks back at home, like people that are willing to work with everybody.
Of course, not every Missouri senator agrees with everything in the state's spending blueprint for fiscal year 2025. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he did not like some of the changes made to the budget that came from the Missouri House of Representatives.
Increasing teacher pay, putting more money in the classroom for our kids, and also providing service to Missouri's most vulnerable citizens. So those are the things that we're going to make as priorities. Some of those things were cut out in the House, teacher pay and some other things. An example, the House cut $62 million of federal money for consumer-directed services and $109 million in federal money for home and community-based services. Those services go to our most vulnerable citizens in the state, our disabled veterans, elderly folks on fixed incomes. And again, we're talking about federal money cut from the budget.
Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City says some questions remain over professional sports teams and stadiums in her hometown.
I think it's going to be difficult for her to convince her state to fund the teams at the level that Jackson County has funded them for the last 50 or so years, considering they're also trying to expand Medicaid. I don't think there's a lot of pressure right now. We do have some time, but it's not something that we should let slide by. If nothing else, we own the stadiums regardless of whether there are teams there, and we want to keep economic development going in those stadiums, and some of the proposals of what to do around the area are something we need to look at as well.
Lawmakers will soon be back in Jefferson City for the start of the 2025 regular legislative session. With nearly 530 bills and 50 resolutions already pre-filed, the first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin at noon on Wednesday, January 8th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.